Mr. President, distinguished guests, fellow delegates, it's an old adage that a week is a long time in politics. Well, it's fair to say that it feels like a lifetime ago that I stood in front of conference last, partway through a term as Lord Mayor of Belfast and ahead of last year's Westminster election campaign to deliver my deputy party leader's speech. What a year it has been. We would have been celebrating our 40th anniversary anyway, but as it happened, we had a few additional reasons to celebrate. Not many would have predicted that a year later I would be standing here as the MP for East Belfast, and that David Ford would have taken up the reins at the Department of Justice. I say not many, because if you read David Ford's speech from last year, you'll see that he did. In fact, he was remarkably accurate in his predictions for the year ahead. Any of you who do play the lottery may well be regretting not asking him to go on and give you some advice as to the numbers whilst he was on a roll. However, unlike the lottery, those predictions were realised not by chance, but by hard work, and specifically by your hard work, not just in the last year, but over the last 40 years of this party's history. To each of you who got involved in my campaign last year right across Northern Ireland and specifically in East Belfast, I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for your efforts. Whilst I offer a very general thank you to the party as a whole, I also want to take this opportunity to offer a very specific thank you to Jim Hendren, my election agent and a founding member of Alliance. I owe Jim a huge debt of gratitude, not only for the work he did as my agent last year, but also for the commitment and the dedication he has shown to this party and to East Belfast every year for the past 40 years. To have as your agent one of those people who had the vision in the earliest and the darkest days of the Troubles to form the Alliance Party, to offer people the hope of a better future lived together, is a real privilege. It is to have at the very core of your campaign team both a reminder that Alliance has a heritage and a proud heritage of leading change in our society, and also a challenge to be just as committed in your pursuit of progress for the future. The result in East Belfast was clearly a high point for us all, but it would be easy for our detractors and even our supporters to dismiss it merely as an aberration. Easy that were if it were not for the fact that the Alliance vote across Northern Ireland increased significantly, more than doubling in constituencies like South Belfast and East Londonderry, and more than quadrupling in North Belfast since the last Westminster elections. We had a slogan in East Belfast, and Andrew Muir mentioned it earlier. It was, "Yes, she can." Well, I say to Billy Webb, "Yes, you can." Local factors can never be dismissed in any election, but Alliance growth was more than just local. This was about people across Northern Ireland who are weary of negativity, of buck passing and the blame game. People who don't just want to see change, but want to be change. People who are recognising in increasing numbers that voting Alliance and joining Alliance are good ways to give substance to that desire for a different kind of future and a different kind of politics. They know that voting Alliance works. In May, it delivered a change in who represents East Belfast in Westminster. But I think it has also delivered a change in those who don't. Does anyone really think that the DUP would be making positive noises about integrated education and a shared future if they had retained their seat in East Belfast? The people of East Belfast led the way in May, and now others are following them. That is good news, because I have confidence in this party, in our principles, in our vision, and in our commitment to keep driving change forward and deliver on our promises. And that's what I want to talk about when I get the opportunity, because I want other people to share my confidence I want other people to follow where we lead. Delivering on promises for me started with standing down from the Assembly to focus full time on Westminster, as I said I would during the campaign. Knowing that I was to be replaced by Chris Little, who had served the people of East Belfast for 3 years as my constituency assistant, and before that in a range of voluntary roles, meant that I could have confidence that East Belfast would continue to be represented by someone with a genuine heart for the people of the area and a real commitment to a shared future. My resignation from Belfast City Council has allowed Laura McNamee to become the youngest councillor in City Hall, and she has hit the ground running with the support of our council team. I know from working with her that she has the ability and the initiative, however, to stand out for much more than just her youth. The changes in my office also allow Judith Cochrane, who has been not only an excellent councillor and a member of executive, but was also an organisational wizard and a supreme motivator during the election campaign, to bring her considerable skills and enthusiasm to running my office full time. I know that Judith won't be offended when I say that I hope her time as my employee is very brief, because I want to see her elected to the Assembly with Chris as part of a growing team of Alliance representatives from across Northern Ireland in May. Having heard them speak today, I know you share that aspiration. One of the last and most memorable things I did as a member of the Assembly was to propose David Ford as the Minister for Justice. And I'm glad that I was there to see him elected to his new role with cross-community support. For an Alliance Minister, there can be no more fitting way to take office. Alliance played a critical role in the negotiations which led to the devolution of policing and justice powers. Our focus was to ensure that the minister, whomever that would eventually be, would be able to fulfil the demands of what is a challenging and a sensitive post in a way that would command confidence right across our community. I think we got the structures right, but most of all, I think we got the minister right. Conference, being a minister, particularly in the current economic climate, is not easy. The path which the current UK government has chosen to reduce the deficit is that of implementing cuts which, both in their depth and their speed, will bring with them considerable pain and hardship. And it is right that we should continue to press for change to that plan in Westminster. However, despite the arguments which have been made against the current approach, it is clear that the government, for the meantime, remains determined and the block grant is fixed. That means that difficult choices will have to be made, and some of those decisions will inevitably be unpopular. But being a minister is not a fair-weather job. Creating an impression at this stage that cuts can be avoided is not just delusional, it is dangerous. Refusing to face reality or causing delay by avoiding hard choices is doing the public a disservice and denying them the chance to properly examine budget proposals and challenge any weaknesses. Unfortunately, uncertainty is the worst option. I think that the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland already know the reality. They know that Stormont ministers cannot avoid making cuts, but they rightly expect them to ensure that those cuts are considered, that they are fair, that they do all that they can to protect the most vulnerable, and that they deliver the best possible outcomes for society on the resources available. Yes, these are challenging times. They are times that require not brinkmanship or one-upmanship, but leadership. That is why I am proud of our Alliance Minister, who, despite being in his first year in office, was the first executive minister to deliver his draft budget, and one of only two who did so in line with the timetable set out by the Department of Finance and Personnel. You know and I know that David does not want to make cuts any more than any other minister, but he recognises that it is his responsibility to balance his budget, and rather than engaging in empty rhetoric and political posturing, he has stepped up and he has done his job. And that is just one example of the constructive approach which has characterised David's dealings in the executive. Having an alliance minister has not just made a difference to the party, but I believe that it has made a difference to how that department approaches things. David's immediate response to an interface problem was to invest in building relationships between people rather than barriers. That shows the real difference that having an alliance minister can make. Showing leadership also means taking responsibility, and there have been difficult periods during David's time in the Department of Justice, as there will be in every department from time to time. But I'm proud of an alliance minister who is willing to lead from the front, not only when it's easy, but when it is difficult, and is willing to be open and frank with the public about what went wrong, and, just as importantly, about how he intends to fix it. Anyone can identify problems. Leaders identify solutions. Liam Clark wrote yesterday that after the year we have had with David's election as Justice Minister and my election to Westminster, today may become more party than conference. Well, of course, we have many reasons to celebrate. But today for me is definitely more conference than party, because our focus is on the future of the Alliance Party and above all, the future of Northern Ireland. 2010 was a remarkable year for Alliance, a year of real achievement. But 2011 is a new year, one full of fresh opportunities, not just for this party, but for the people we represent. However, between opportunity and reality, lies a lot more hard work. If 2011 is to deliver everything that it promises, we need to be ready to make bold decisions, to take risks, to make sacrifices, to not just see the opportunities, but to seize them, and above all, to focus on the next achievement and not on the last. 2010 was a great year. It has given us a strong foundation on which to build the future, a shared future. More members, more councillors, more assembly members will mean more opportunities to make progress on building the peaceful, prosperous and united community which we all want to see realised. We want to see our community transformed and our society changed for the better. And we are not willing to sit back and wait for others to deliver. We are actively working to make it happen. Alliance is not just a party that has a leader. It is a party that was founded by leaders, and a party that continues to and is eager to attract leaders. People who want to be at the forefront of transforming their neighbourhoods, their schools, their workplaces, and our society. People who want to be participants, not passengers, on the journey towards a united community. People who know that Northern Ireland needs change and who want to take responsibility for delivering it. People who form opinion rather than follow it. It is a privilege for me to have the chance to represent that spirit of optimism and determination, that sense of unity, of aspiration and of purpose, that new, positive, vibrant, open and inclusive Northern Ireland in Westminster. It is a privilege to represent Alliance. And it is a privilege for me to welcome onto the stage the person who leads us as we lead change in Northern Ireland, the Alliance Party leader, Mr. David Ford.